Let us take now at yoga. You ask this question, what is the aim of Hatha Yoga? The aim of Hatha Yoga is a methodized effort by which you can attain the perfection of the body. It's a methodized effort, but the aim is perfection of the body. This is the minimum aim of Hatha Yoga. It distinguishes it from all other systems of yoga. We shall see how. The perfection of the body is not sought after by Raja Yoga, nor by Bhakti Yoga, nor by Karma Yoga, nor by Jnana Yoga. But Hatha Yoga insists upon the perfection of the body. The body must become so perfect, it is yoga because it aims at perfection. Perfection by the development of now second instrument. What is the instrument? The instrument is body itself. Aim is perfection of the body, and the instrument is also the body itself, the our body. The body has potentialities. It has possibilities. So Hatha Yoga proposes to use the body, the potentialities of the body, so that you can arrive at the total perfection of the body. All kinds of capacities develop. So the instrument is the body. The question, third question is, what is the process? The process is asana. A-S-A-N-A. The process is asana. Hatha yogis have found out the means of perfecting the body by a process. If you sit in a special kind of posture, or in different kinds of postures of the body, then various potentialities of the body develop. This is a secret knowledge which found out by Hatha Yogi. Hatha Yoga found out merely by sitting in a particular posture, certain faculties of the body, certain capacities of the body develop. Then another method, another process is pranayama. Pranayama is a control of breath. Asana and pranayama, these are the two methods or processes. If you breathe in a particular manner, it develops the faculties of the body. This is now, of course, known very well. Breathing exercises are known very well. In fact, in all over the world, when they speak of yoga, they mean only asana and pranayama. They only refer to Hatha Yoga. That there are many other yogas that is not even told to people. People are simply told yoga means breathing exercise and asanas. There are many kinds of postures of the body. And the greatness of this yoga is they discovered so many intricate processes of postures. To make a study of Hatha Yoga itself is a long process. And if you practice Hatha Yoga, it's a very, very long process. And the results, the aims of Hatha Yoga are known. It gives you tremendous health, even if muscle power is not developed. Harshyogis are not muscle men, but their health is extremely great. It can bear any kind of cold, any kind of heat. The body becomes so powerful, even in winter, they can go into Ganges and swim without any difficulty at all. We hear the story of Dayanand Saraswati. Every night he used to go to the bank of Ganges, almost naked, and sleep on the sands, the cold sands, in midwinter, without any effect of cold at all. This is only one of the achievements, potentialities of the body. The body can achieve this perfection. So the processes are only two, pranayama and asana. So the instrument is the body, and this pranayama and this asana, the postures of the body, they are methodized. You can pranayama, the minimum of pranayama is, as all everybody knows, inhalation and exhalation. Very simple, but methodically. Normally we breathe just like that. But in a yoga, you make it a methodical effort. You breathe in a certain process, then you inhale, you exhale, and there is a time limit given. Your inhaling should be half the time of exhaling. You give out the breath, and then there is what is called kumbhaka. Kumbhaka means you keep your breath steady. Neither breathe nor exhale. Neither inhale nor exhale. You keep the breath absolutely in your body. And for quite a long time. And you increase the time during which the breath remains in the body. So that the breath reaches the different recesses of the body. Normally there are parts of the body which do not receive any oxygen at all. We inhale and exhale so fast that it does not reach some of the important parts of the body. But if you have this capacity of retaining, as you know, when you swim, for a few minutes, for a few seconds at least, you have to have steadily to stop all breathing. When you go diving, for example, you are told that now don't breathe at all. Now there are many rules which have been developed, methodical methods have been found out by yoga, as a result of which you get tremendous capacities of the body, the strength of the body. There are many hatha yogis who attain such a strength, they can bend the steel merely by puffing up the breath in the breast. And then you put a straight rod of steel, fix it against the wall, and only by breathing, the steel rod becomes bent. Tremendous strength is obtained. The body can be made as light as possible, like feather. It can be made as heavy as an elephant. These are the potentialities which have been tested, verified. I have myself seen a yogi, hatha yogi, in a big conference where the yogi slept on the floor and said, "You lift me now." And four muscle men came forward. They couldn't lift him. It was very heavy body. After some time he said, "Now lift me again." It was so easily lifted, like a feather. See, it's only a question of how you breathe, and the power of breathing, as a result of which you can be heavy or you can be very light. The Hatha-yogis can even live without breathing. The yogi can be put down in the cave of the earth where no oxygen moves, is purely solid, and the yogi can remain for 10 hours, 12 hours, and when you open the soil afterwards, he comes out as alive as you and I are. Now these are proved facts. It is not as if these are stories or fictions. In India, in many parts of India, you have the Hatha yogis who can manifest these powers. They can elongate their life, prolong their life. For a long, indefinite period. I had met a yogi in Uttar Pradesh called Devariya Baba. Very famous name. How old he was, nobody knew. But it was said that he was at least 400 years old. And he used to remain naked, absolutely, in summer, in winter. When I met him, it was winter, and he was sitting far, and he himself, when I went there, he told his disciple, "You call him." There are many people, it's a big crowd, but from there far, he spotted me and said, "You call him." He said some very nice things about me, and then he said, "Now I want to swim." It was his platform was on the bank of Yamuna. The water was absolutely cold, and he just jumped into the water naked, and he swam in the water for quite some time, and then he came out. So I have seen a man of this kind myself, whose eyesight was perfect at this old age. He could spot me out from such a long distance. He could speak very nicely. There was no sign of his any kind of feebleness in his voice. Only his body looked quite old. That's a fact. But he was more than a Hatha yogi. He was doing also a lot of other yogas. So in India, you have many extraordinary feats of Hatha yoga. So these results are not imaginary, but they can be verified. It's a proof that yoga is a scientific process. As in a laboratory, you can see the consequent results. Even so, by the practice of yoga, you can produce effective results. So, let us now summarize. Hatha yoga is a process of breath control and postures of the body by means of which the potentialities of the body are developed to their highest possible perfection. That is the definition we get of Hatha Yoga. The aim is perfection of the body, instrument is the body, and the method is asana and pranayama.